USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The Senate voted not to call witnesses in President Donald Trump's impeachment trial, ushering in the final phase of the proceedings with an all but assured acquittal next Wednesday. Chief Justice John Roberts announced the vote.
The yeas are 49, the nays are 51. The motion is not agreed to.
Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, the Democrat from New York, called the failed motion to call witnesses a grand tragedy. The Trump administration is expanding its travel ban by restricting travel from 6 additional countries, citing security risk, according to the Department of Homeland Security. Eritrea, Kyrgyzstan, Myanmar, Nigeria, Sudan, and Tanzania joined 7 other nations, 5 with Muslim majorities, that were already part of the Trump administration travel ban announced in 2017. All of the newly named countries have a Muslim population of over 35%. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
A campaign that started more than 2 years ago and featured more than 2,200 candidate events is down to the final weekend in Iowa. On Monday night, Iowa will officially kick off the presidential nominating process with the first in the nation caucuses. There's been a clear top tier of Democratic hopefuls in Iowa since the early fall. Former Vice President Joe Biden, former South Bend Mayor Pete Buttigieg, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, and Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren. Outsider candidates Andrew Yang and Tulsi Gabbard have been making up ground since the beginning of the fight. Stocks fell sharply on Wall Street as fears spread through the markets that the virus outbreak from China will dent global growth. The Dow Jones Industrial Average skidded more than 600 points, and the S&P 500 erased its gains for the month of January. Technology companies, which do a lot of business with China, led the losses. Airlines fell after Delta and American suspended flights to and from the country. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Amazon Prime continues to grow as USA's Chris Barnes reports.
Amazon's Prime business growing to more than 150 million subscribers. According to the company, the figure is a huge step up from the 100 million it announced in 2018. And this is despite an increase in Prime membership fees from $99 to $119 a couple of years ago. According to CEO Jeff Bezos, Prime members watched twice the number of hours of original movies and TV shows on Prime Video in the fourth quarter as compared to the previous year, though the company would not provide more info on that viewing. The company is saying in the last 3 months, it's earned roughly $3.3 billion profit on sales of $87.4 billion, both of which smashed Wall Street expectations. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
One of the most recognizable faces in television news, former PBS anchor Gwen Ifill, started as a reporter in a predominantly white male journalism industry. Within years of her start, she was covering presidential campaigns for the biggest media organizations in the country. She's regarded as one of the most respected reporters of all time, and now she's on a stamp. The trailblazing reporter and anchor who died in 2016 was honored as the face of the U.S. Postal Service's 43rd Black Heritage Forever stamp. She joins Martin Luther King Jr., Ella Fitzgerald, and Jackie Robinson, whose faces all have been recognized with a forever stamp. This is USA Radio News.